It's been a bit of an up and down, to be fair. I mean, I was lucky enough to play that sort of age group when I was quite young. And obviously, Cup was a eye-opener, I think, to most of us. We thought as South African under-19s, we'd go in there and cruise it. And we ended up, I think, coming 13th and losing to Nepal. So coming back to domestic cricket was not as bright and fortuitous as the lighties that are coming through now is. But from then, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. I really, really enjoyed it.
Hello, welcome to Dan's Got Change with Brian Trock as another season of the Dan Nicholls Show is underway. This season 15, which coincides rather nicely, I think, with our guest today, because by my rough calculation, and mathematics never a strong point in the Nicholl household, 15 seasons or thereabouts, I think, is almost right, Richard Levy. Is it that many already you've been playing professional cricket?
Yeah, it's somewhere around there. Unfortunately, I think it's a little bit longer than that, but we'll keep it at 15 to try to keep the age of it down. But yeah, we're trudging along.
It's been a remarkable journey that's seen you travel all over the world. You mentioned there Nepal. That's actually somewhere you've been, haven't you? Because in your globetrotting career, there's been a bit of cricket there in your T20 time.
Yeah, it's been amazing. It was a bit of a random one. Got contacted while in England. And I thought it was a bit of a joke. I was like, well, there's surely no cricket in Nepal and whatever else. And said, listen, I'll happily come join. It's the Everest Premier League. I was lucky enough to be part of the first edition. But it was good fun. I mean, the people, they're absolutely cricket mental. And it was a great, great experience. Obviously, got to see Everest and the Himalayas and the culture in the country is absolutely amazing. The people were so accommodating and happy for us to be there. Then long may I continue and long may I go back.
I would suggest that one of the real benefits of your cricketing time has been to see so much of the world, to experience so many different places, so many different people. What was it like heading over to England in particular, making that home for such a long period of time and both on and off the field, discovering a very different world?
Yeah, I know, definitely. It's, I mean, it wasn't the easiest of decisions to make, but for my career at the time, just to get consistent cricket in all three formats and just to break away from the groundhog day, if you want to call it that, from what I was doing. I started off at Somerset, ended up at North Ants, and nearly had 10 years at North Ants where we won a couple of trophies, got promoted to the Division One a couple of times. And as you said, the off-field stuff is very, very different to what it is here. Especially the communities and the crowds and the small towns and the support that they give to the counties is amazing. It doesn't matter where or how or whatever it is. If they see that badge on your chest, they want to support you. They don't care how well, where you're from, whatever it is. You are now playing for them and you are now part of it. So it was a good experience.
If you look back over the time you've had playing cricket, and there's still a good few years left, I firmly believe, what's been the toughest part of it all? And what's been the part you look back on with most pride and most joy?
Jeez, Dan, I thought you were going to keep this light here. No, I'm only joking. It's the toughest part's always the travel. One of the biggest regrets I've had was when I did travel, I'm quite a relaxed guy. I don't like to go out and run around, and when I'm preparing for games, I like to keep things quite quiet. On tours, I would often just chill in the room and not really go out and experience the cultures. And only when I got older, when I've been to places a couple of times, lucky enough, I'll go and explore the culture and appreciate for where I was. but the toughest part is living out of a suitcase and missing your friends and family for periods of time. I mean, the first time I went on proper tour was about 4 or 5 months, and after a month, I had no idea what I was doing, what to do. I had to do my own laundry and cook my own food, and you can only do so many things yourself. And I had to learn quite quickly. But on the top of that, the fondest moments are meeting those new people, meeting different people and different cultures, and experience every bit of it. And as I said, towards the end of my traveling career, which I've still got a little bit left in, as you said, You get to see things and appreciate things that you never would have seen otherwise, and I was grateful for that.
It's a very nuanced perspective, and I think a great appreciation you have for the career that you've had and the time away from the field being as important as on it. Last couple of years, maybe another 10 or so, and then you move on to life after cricket. Have you given any thought to where Richard Levy might be, what you might be doing once you've finished destroying attacks?
It's in the process of doing so. I mean, I've pretty much all I've known all my working career, if you want to call it that, is sports and is cricket. I'm beginning to understand and appreciate all the old boys in the change room when I was a youngster coming through with the rubbish they had to deal with. So I'm still figuring out if I want to go into the administration part of it, because I actually enjoy the ins and outs of how things work and how they get run. But coaching and giving back and still being involved in the game will be a massive part of it. Obviously, the market is becoming a bit more saturated with people coming in and wanting to play, and once that, going to coaching, because as you said, it is all we know. But I was lucky enough to, not lucky enough, I think smart enough that my parents pushed me into doing a bit of studying when I was younger, and I've got one or two little marks behind my name that I can use after cricket. But it's going to be a weird one, definitely. I mean, cricketers do often forget how easy our lives can be. On the other side of it, it is tough, obviously, being away and the pressures and all that comes along with it. But it's in the process of being figured out what the exact route I want to go. But I'd happily try to stay in cricket as long as I can.
Well, we'd love to see that. We'd love to see you for at least a few more seasons as well. I don't think that blazing bat is going anywhere just yet. But as and when it does, you've left us with some terrific memories. That 100 against New Zealand is one I will always remember very, very fondly. But there are many others on top of that. Good luck with what remains and for that next chapter. And thanks very much for joining us.
No, only a pleasure. Look forward to catching up in face when we get to that point. Thanks for having me.
So there we go. Richard Levy, a man who had fans at Newlands parking kilometres away and walking to the stadium so sixes wouldn't rain down on their windscreens, and understandably so, a delight at the crease, even more so off it.